It's here and now. It's been said that Jerusalem is the closest place to God, and a new film for IMAX theaters takes you there, literally.
Over time, this city became the gateway to God for three major religions and the most fought-over piece of land in history.
The population of Jerusalem today is around 800,000, 61% Jewish, 37% Muslim, and 2% Christian. Over the past 4,000 years, there have been 118 conflicts in and around Jerusalem. The city has been conquered 44 times, completely destroyed twice, and transferred from one religion to another some 11 times. Jerusalem, the film, is opening in theaters around the country this fall. And joining me now in the studio is Daniel Ferguson, director, writer, and producer. And Daniel, for those who have never been to Jerusalem, can you compare it to another city?
I have been really all over the world in my filmmaking career. I've never seen a place like Jerusalem. It is absolutely extraordinary, and it challenges your assumptions about humanity, about belief, about the modern world, about the ancient world. I cannot get enough of it. I've been 14 times now, and I feel I've barely scratched the surface.
Well, and you see these beautiful images of it in the film. Can you just describe the city for us? What does it look like?
Well, I describe Jerusalem as a city of concentric rings. So you have the modern city on the outskirts, west and east Jerusalem. In the center, you have the historic walled old city. And within that city, you have four quarters: the Muslim, the Jewish, the Christian, and the Armenian quarters. And on the far eastern side of the old city, you have what is called the most contested piece of real estate on the planet. For Jews, it's the Temple Mount. For Muslims, it's the noble sanctuary. And these are places that are sort of etched in our consciousness. They're such a part of Western civilization. And we've heard them before. We've heard the Dome of the Rock, the Western Wall, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the Via Dolorosa. And the opportunity to actually go there and see these places for yourself, or see them in IMAX or on the giant screen or in 3D, is something that's really quite immersive.
Daniel, you had to get some aerial shots, which are not easy to do in Jerusalem. Tell us about that.
Well, Jerusalem is a strict no-fly zone for obvious reasons. You're dealing with some of the holiest sites in the world for half the population, for half the people on Earth. And so the instant response is absolutely not. We worked for about a year. We worked with the Israeli government, the Palestinian Authority, and we actually, our toughest challenge was to convince the public of what we were up to. So we took out ads in Hebrew newspapers, in Arabic newspapers. We did all kinds of press to show people why we were flying at 500 feet over some of the holiest places in the world. And after we did these shots, the pilot came to me and said, "I will never be able to do these in my life again, lest I lose my license."
Hmm. Why did you do this film?
I think that the film is an opportunity to ask the big questions about Jerusalem. Why is this place so fascinating to so many different people, whether you're religious or not? It is a place that I think everyone is eager to get to know better. Why is it in the newspaper almost every day? Why is it the most fought over piece of land in history? And these are some of the big questions that we try and ask and perhaps even answer in the film. And so I think the why of Jerusalem is on everyone's mind, no matter what your background is. And to do this on the giant screen, which has never been done before, is an incredible opportunity. It's a subject that's perfect for the giant screen. It's immersive, it's dynamic, it's cinematic, and I think it's astonishingly surprising. I mean, that's the great thing about it.
You do not explicitly take on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in the film, but you do talk about the different religions that are in Jerusalem. And I want to hear the voice of the Christian cast member, Nadia Tadros. Let's listen to that.
We live in this small area, and I know we all love it. We all love Jerusalem. You know, I hope one day we can have the courage to meet the people who are living right next to us. Maybe not yet. Someday, yes.
Why isn't there much interaction? Did you learn anything about why that might be?
Well, in this film, we follow three Jerusalemites. So they're young girls between the ages of 15 and 18. And unfortunately, I would say that there isn't a lot of interaction between the communities, that is Christian, Jewish, and Muslim. I think there is the desire, as expressed by Nadia, to get to know the other better. But what was amazing for me as I started to research the subject matter was you could take one of these girls, or frankly any Jerusalemite, walk them down a street and ask them to describe it for you and tell you what's important. And they will tell you things that are entirely different, one from the other. But they don't realize why that street is important for the other person.
Hmm.
And so this film, which these girls haven't yet seen, is an opportunity for them to explore the life of the other. So it's an opportunity for a Jew to understand Ramadan, or for a Muslim to understand a Seder or Passover, the priestly blessing. And I think that's something that the immersive nature of the giant screen can do as well, which is to take you into the life of the other. And I think that the idea of the film is really to just promote dialogue between the communities so they can better understand each other's narratives.
We're talking with Daniel Ferguson. His new film is Jerusalem, and this is Here and Now. You know, Daniel Ferguson, there are times in the film when you see a ritual or a procession, and you really don't know which religion it belongs to until you tell us.
Jerusalem does that naturally. The first few times you go, it's entirely confusing. And to a degree, you're saying, well, are they Christian? Are they they're Syrian Orthodox? What does that mean? They're carrying bagpipes. Where is this tradition coming from? And that's just Jerusalem over millennia has attracted so many groups and so many cultures. And there's an incredible fusion of beliefs. And yes, sometimes these beliefs come into conflict and they have very different stories that they tell. So you pick up any stone in Jerusalem and you'll have 100 stories based on who you ask about it. And for me, that's what makes the place so rich.
Are you religious?
I actually studied theology. I am not religious, but I'm fascinated by belief. And so this film has, I would say, increased my sense of wonderment. So I'm fascinated by Jerusalem, but I feel that faith is a continual dialogue with doubt, and it's something that I have in my entire life, and I take it very seriously, but it's a sort of private affair for me. And Jerusalem was fascinating to me because it's a very ancient place. You know, today, our concept of God or the divine is of this omnipresent presence. It's all-encompassing. But in Jerusalem, it's rooted to a very ancient notion that a deity lives in a specific place. And in a sense, that's still true of Jerusalem.
So this idea that it's the closest to God, Jerusalem, what did you take away from that as a person who is not religious?
Well, for me, oftentimes where I become very moved is when I go to places like the Western Wall or the Church of the Holy Sepulchre or Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Dome of the Rock, and I see the veneration of other pilgrims, and I see how people imbue these stones with such meaning, and they have over hundreds and hundreds of years. And for me, that's very powerful, and those are probably the most meaningful moments. And that's why casting Jerusalemites in the film and allowing them to share their experiences with the audience, I think that's where the audience is going to really connect to Jerusalem on an emotional level.
The film is Jerusalem, screening in IMAX theaters across the country. Daniel Ferguson, director, writer, and producer, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And you can see a trailer of Jerusalem at our website, hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Comcast Business, partnering with businesses to provide scalable technology solutions to keep pace with growth and success at business.comcast.com.